recite the we're going. Oh, thought for today. Thought for today. I know bliss when I know I am God. I know bliss when I know I am God. I know bliss when I know I am God. All of us have the opportunity of knowing bliss. All of us have the opportunity of knowing that I am God. We can say that for ourselves. We can be aware of it for ourselves. But do we really believe it? Do we believe that I am God? Do we believe that when we say that for ourselves? Or are we just saying that because it sounds pleasant and it seems like a good thing to say and because Herb said we should say it? Or Herbert said we should say it. What is the situation about that? Can we just say something like that, I am God, and have it be meaningful to us? Can we just speak our word and say, I am God, God I am, I am God, God I am? Yes. Yes. Remember the story about the boy, Todd? He was up in Duluth, Minnesota. And he was listening to his father as I was counseling his father and speaking his word about, I know that I know that I know God in me knows the answer. Todd went to school the next day where he was having difficulty with algebra. And he said to himself, I know that I know that I know God in me knows the answer. And he did the test and he wrote down all the answers. Perfect. Perfect. And his teacher said, you cheated. Because you didn't write down how you got to the answer. You took the answer off from the other papers around you. And the boy said, excuse me, but did everybody else get 100 too? She said, no, that's not the point. I'm right. You are wrong. I am right. You are wrong. I'm your teacher. And you have to realize that when I say something that I'm right and you're wrong. And don't talk back to me. Excuse me. So then she called the father and said, your child's a cheat. He cheated on his test. And the father said, well, let's talk about it. So he came in, and the teacher says, he cheated, he cheated. She was so into the thought that a child could not get all of the questions right without writing down how he did it. And she says, he has to write down how he did it. So he insisted that they give him another test, so he gave him another test. And the boy said, I know that I know that I know. And so he wrote down how he did it. And he again got all the answers right. He was flippant. He was blasé. He was simple with his statement. I know that I know that I know. God in me knows it. He believed me. Because his father believed me. And his father was successful in his project too. But he believed me. Which meant he believed himself. You see, when we start to believe in anybody, we build up a belief in ourselves. When you believe in your mother and your father, you believe in yourself. When you believe in your sisters and brothers, and when you believe in your teachers and your peers, you believe in yourself. It's a wonderful thing, but it's not easy to come by. Because most people have the idea that when they believe in themselves, that this is not proper, it's not discreet. Because you should believe in some higher power than you are. Certainly, you are a lowly creature. You are a sinner. You are a worm of the dust. The Bible has said that. Well, it hasn't said that. Some of the Old Testament does say things like that. But it says, you are a worm of the dust if, when, and as. Not categorically, you are a worm of the dust. So when we start saying blasé, with just the simple way of saying, I know that I know that I know God in me is the answer, the divine in us reveals what is that we want to know. And when we can say, I am God, God I am, I am God, God I am, and just let it, blah, don't fight it, just let it be. And then it happens to us. It happens to us that we start believing it. We start acting like it. And we start living in that. But the big thing, and I'm very positive about this here, the big thing in saying I am God, God I am, is that you do not have to prove you are God to anybody. You don't have to go out and do a miracle to show that you're God. You don't have to go out and walk on water. You don't have to go out and say, I know that I know that I know, and get 100 on your algebra test. You don't have to do that. You will, but you don't have to. And you won't go out and say, Pleh, I'm better than anybody. I say, I know that I know. I'm God. I can do this. I can do that. If you do that, you kill yourself. You wipe yourself right out of the picture. And you're no longer in the running. You're no longer getting the benefit. But when you can say, I'm God, God I am, I'm God, God I am, and just say it again, say it again, say it again. Sing it as you walk. Speak it as you talk. Get up in the morning thinking that I am God. Make your meals. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. You don't have to say God. When you go to the bank, say, this abundance is blessed. My account is overflowing. You watch it happen. You are the blessing. You are the creator. You are the source. And you are the experience. Let go and let God. Let the divine in you, which is all you are, be revealed now. Let the divine in you be fulfilled now. Let that be whatever you're going to be, and have a ball. How far are we, Ellen?
6 minutes and 50 seconds.
Beautiful. Thank you. I'm so excited about saying I'm God, I forgot to press the button it said when I started talking. And I just have 10 minutes to talk to you. Why? Why can you say I am God? What reason can you say I am God? You don't have to give yourself any reason. But sometimes it's fun to give yourself a reason. Sometimes it's fun just to play that game of I am God, God I am. And we have the 3-hour meditation set up just for that, to say I am God, God I am. Why I can say I am God. And then let God speak to you in the 3rd hour. It's so simple. It's so beautiful. So wonderful. It's so rewarding. But are you willing to play the game? If you're willing to play the game, I've got another reward for you. A beautiful reward. If you're willing to play the game and say, I am God, God I am. Just plus or minus 100 million times a day, you will know bliss. You will be in bliss. You will be in that high state of pure consciousness that says all is good and very good. Do you understand? As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. When we think in our heart that we are God, so we are. When we think in our heart that we are beautiful and good and very good, so we are. When we think in our heart that everything is harmonious, so it is. Think that in your heart. Know it in your heart. And enjoy the bliss that is you. Right now, because you are the most beautiful, wonderful thing that has ever happened on the face of the earth. And I am so happy that I can be here while it's happening to you. Thank you for giving me that privilege. I see you all now in bliss forevermore. And I love you.